It's Here and Now. We recently sat down with Christopher Durang to talk about his Tony Award-winning play, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which is currently being performed in 27 regional theaters across the U.S., including Boston's Huntington Theater, where we spoke after the show before an audience. The play is a story of the siblings Sonia and Vanya, in this case played by Marcia DeBonis and Martin Moran, who care for their dying parents, then still live frozen in time in their home in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Some people claim antidepressants help them.
If everyone took antidepressants, Chekhov would have had nothing to write about.
Their combustible sister, Masha, a fading actress played by Candy Buckley, pays for the house, may sell it, and on a rare visit home, sucks the oxygen out of it.
I usually have a black Russian and a drink as well.
Then there's a housekeeper named Cassandra, played by Hanifa Wood. We'll hear from her. And Masha's much younger boyfriend, Spike, played by Tyler Lansing Weeks.
You know what? I don't think I want my T-shirt. I feel freer without it.
Is it true that you fashioned the Spike and Masha characters after Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore?
In a mild way.
And it's also, if you haven't guessed, somewhat about Chekhov, although it's thoroughly enjoyable if you've never picked up the Russian storyteller's works, like The Cherry Orchard, Three Sisters, The Seagull. We asked Christopher Durang where he got this idea, resentful siblings named after Chekhov characters, often quoting him, in the most performed play in America right now.
When I was in high school, I found it very hard to read Chekhov. I just wasn't ready for it. And then in college, I had a professor who, oddly enough, taught The Seagull, and he made me love Chekhov. When I was writing the play, we live on a house, in a house on a hill, and it reminded me of the Chekhov plays where some of the characters live in the country, and they seem unhappy and bitter and envious of the people who are in the city, like Madame Arkadna in The Seagull or the professor in Uncle Vanya. Also, as I write things... I write sort of intuitively, and when Cassandra came in, now Cassandra, of course, in mythology and in Greek tragedy, and she has nothing to do with Chekhov, but I've always loved the character, and I just decided I wanted her to be there and to see things in the future.
Ow! I see doom and destruction swirling all around you!
Nope, just say good morning, try it.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And yet, what's good about it? Ow! Beware! Of Hootie Pie!
Who?
I don't know. Just beware of her.
One of the weirdest things is that when she came in, and I was thinking of the cherry orchard where they lose the house. So early on, she mentioned something about you may lose the house. But then I wanted her to say something really dense and peculiar. So I out of the blue, I wrote, beware of Hootie Pie. And I, when I wrote it, had no idea who or what Hootie Pie was. None. And so that was, just came to me at that moment. I thought, what fun.
Is it revealed to you as you go?
I have to say it is mostly, as it happens, I am surprised myself. I mean, occasionally, when I dry the dishes, I will think of a play I'm working on, and I might have an idea.
Time marches on, dude.
We used to lick postage stamps back then. Obviously, you've never heard of that.
Then there is the quiet Vanya's explosive mid-show monologue, tripwired by the young Spike texting while Vanya was trying to talk.
If you were sending out many letters, you could be licking postage stamps for 10 minutes or so.
From time to time, I write down notes in a notebook. Several years before I started writing this play, I wrote down, we used to lick postage stamps back then. And I thought that that might be the name of a play or just something that would trigger me. And it's partially just, I was born in 1949, so my childhood was the 50s and early 60s. And, you know, things have changed a great deal. You know, it was funny. I didn't quite know what this speech was about. But one of my students said, I love when you brought up that there were no shared memories. And because when you think of the small, growing up, really, it was like 80% of the country watched I Love Lucy. We shared something. And now I really do think that is kind of lost.
And then there was Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, starring two more puppets and a sweet lady named Fran. We watched puppets back then. There was the Perry Como show. He was soothing. The Dinah Shore show. She was charming.
It goes on for 10 breathtaking minutes, what they call a showstopper.
I'm worried about the future. I miss the past. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm going to go sit in the other room. I don't know why I exploded. Sorry.
There's another aspect of Durang in much of his work. He was the only child of an alcoholic father and a mother who suffered 3 miscarriages. His large and loving extended family also included many alcoholics. Like Vanya in this work, Durang was the peacemaker.
And when I was a child, that's what I actually did with my parents, try to calm them down and give them advice. I love alcoholics, especially when they go to AA. And my father refused, and some of the relatives did go to AA, and I have lots of friends who've gone to AA, and I've gone to adult children of alcoholics and Al-Anon.
And I'm sure other people in here can relate to your story. I was wondering, are we seeing a little bit of an Al-Anon meeting when the two sisters were were crying about their lives?
I haven't lived! I haven't lived!
Well, I have lived and made my money and messed up all my relationships, and now I have nothing. No one loves me. I have no future. My life is over.
I never thought of that, but sure, that's one way of looking at it. Certainly talking about feelings is an important thing from, well, Al-Anon, say.
But we could have an Al-Anon meeting right now. why do you think, most people don't know Chekhov as well as some of the people in this audience. This is the most popular drama in the country right now in 27 theaters. Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't actually have the answer. I do think the sort of getting together at the end of the three siblings feels sort of relieving.
Let's sit and wait for the blue heron to come.
Yeah, it usually comes in the morning.
I think it will come late afternoon today to celebrate.
Well, we can hope.
Always hope.
You know, because one of the things they say about Chekhov is that he's actually a comic writer. And it's true, there are funny things in it. However, many plays, they commit suicide at the end. As happens in The Seagull. And the three sisters are just longing to go to Moscow again, but they never do anything. And so when I got to writing this, and Masha just suddenly said, oh, what a day. Oh, Olga, let's go to Moscow.
Oh, Olga, let's go to Moscow.
I found Sonya saying, I don't want to go to Moscow.
I like it here.
And I thought, oh, yeah. I don't have that many plays that have sort of happy endings. So I seem to be going through a period of trying to send the audience home happy.
Well, I'm sure you are sending this one home happy. Christopher Durang, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.